ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। दुष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 71। द लॉर्ड ट्रेवल्स टू इंद्रप्रस्थ, टेक्स्ट 17।
बलं बृहद्वज्रपटच्छत्रचामरैः वरायुधाभरण किरीटवर्मभिः दिवांशुभिस्तुमुलरवं बभोरवेर् यथान्नवाशुभितिमिङ्गिलो बलं बृहद्वज्रपटच्छत्रचामरैः वरायुधाभरण किरीटवर्मभिः दिवांशुभिस्तुमुलरवं बभोरवेर् यथान्नवाशुभिततिमिङ्गलोर्मभिः। बलं बृहद्वज्रपटच्छत्रचामरैः वरायुधाभरण किरीटवर्मभिः निफंशुभिस्तुमुलरवं बभोरवेर् यथान्नवाशुभिततिमिङ्गिलोर्मभिः। त्रचामरायुधाभरणकिरीटवर्मभिस्तुमुलरवं बभोरवे चामरेतमिङ्गिलोर्मभिः।
माताजी
किरीटवर्मभिस्तुमुलरवं बभोरवेर् यथान्नवाशुभिततिमिङ्गिलोर्मभिः।
बलं द आर्मी, बृहत् ह्यूज, ध्वज विच फ्लैग पोल्स, पट बैनर्स, छत्र अम्ब्रेलास, चामरे एंड याकटेल फैंस, वर एक्सीलेंट आयुध विद वेपन्स, आभरण ज्वेलरी, किरीट हेलमेट्स, वर्म भी एंड आमर, दिवा ड्यूरिंग द डे, अंशुभि बाय द रेस, तुमुल तमलशस, रवम who sound. Babo shone brilliantly. Rave of the sun. Yatha like. Arnava an ocean. Shubhit agitated. Timingila who's the Mingala fish. Urmabhi and waves. Translation. The Lord's army boasted royal umbrellas, chamara fans, and huge flag poles with waving banners. During the day, the sun rays reflected brightly from the soldiers' fine weapons, jewelry, helmets, and armor. Thus, Lord Krishna's army, noisy with shouts and clatter, appeared like an ocean stirring with agitated wave and timingala fish. We'll read 18 and 19 since there is no purport to 17. Ato munir yadu patina sabhajita pannam yatam ridi vidadhad vihayasa nishamyatad vivasitam arhitarhano mukunda sandarshan vritta indriya. Translation. Honored by Sri Krishna, the chief of the Yadus, Narad Muni bowed down to the Lord. All the Narada's senses were satisfied by his meeting with the Lord. Thus, having heard the decision of the Lord and having been worshipped by him, Narada placed him firmly within his heart and departed through the sky. Text 19. Rajadutam uvachedam bhagavan prinayan gira mabhishta duta bhadram vo Ghatishyami Magadam. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. With pleading words, the Lord addresses the messenger sent by the kings. My dear messenger, I wish all good fortune to you. I shall arrange for the killing of King Magad. Do not fear. Purport. The statement, Mahabhashar, do not fear, is in the plural, being intended for both the messenger and the kings. Similarly, the expression Bhadram Va, blessings unto you, is also in plural, expressing a similar intent. Om Jnanidnimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I may say something inspiring and beneficial and thus purify myself in this attempt. So So this verse describes the huge entourage of Krishna, right? All his family members, many soldiers, their commanders, many servants, they all are going towards Hastinapur. So just briefly the context of this chapter. Narad Muni approached Krishna saying that Maharaj Yudhishthir wants to perform Rajasuya sacrifice and he wishes that you come and attend. The same time the messenger was sent by the kings who were captivated by Jarasandha that they have requested that you please do something to release them. So then Krishna consults Uddhava, who advises actually by, if you have to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice, that means all the other kings have to be subjugated. Right? So in this way you go for Rajasuya sacrifice and then in order to subjugate all the kings, Jarasandha has to be anyway killed. Right? So both the purposes will be solved. So in this way, Prabhupada said actually, although Lord Krishna himself could have taken this decision, but he wanted to give the credit to Uddhava. So he asked Uddhava to suggest something, a solution. So Uddhavji had suggested the solution, and therefore Krishna now departs from Hastinapur. And Narad Muni was also satisfied, and Krishna ensured the messenger, Ma Bhesht, that do not fear, you and all the kings need not fear. I'll soon relieve them from their distress. So this is the context of this pastime which we are reading. So this particular verse is describing the travel of Krishna towards Hastinapur. So that there were many umbrellas, chamras, fans, banners, and the sun was reflecting in the bright swords, in the jewelry, in the helmets. Right? So all this described, and there was a lot of noise, clatter, shouts. Practically, it looked like the whole, ocean is moving. So. So we know that how, even when one family, travels a little, family with few children, grandparents, etc., when they travel, there is always a, lot of noise, shout, clatter, in a small family. And Krishna is a huge family. Right? I was once just traveling in a train and opposite to me was sitting another family. There were two three children and husband, wife, grandparents, etc. Right? And I was looking for some other, maybe some seat, maybe some other bogey or something where I can read because of a lot of noise that was happening. Right? So there is always this noise, shout, clatter, etc. Right? And it's not easy to move, with such a huge family. So one of the aspects of Krishna's Dwarka Leela is Lord's dutiful nature. It's Lord's dutiful nature. So although it may not be very convenient and it may be involve a lot of effort and other things, but Krishna as a dutiful husband, he is taking all his wives and children and the huge entourage, right? He is going with all of them. So this is not an easy undertaking, to travel with such. He could have himself reached on the chariot in a one day. Now at least it will take a week or so, because so many, such a huge entourage, such a big family is moving. Right? So it's a not easy undertaking. It's a quite a difficult undertaking to travel with such huge entourage. But Krishna is dutiful, that common thread we see in all his Dwarka pastime. the Lord sets the example of a dutiful householder. So again, the same example, when I was traveling, this family was there. The train stopped at a station, you know, and the wife said, you know, it was Baroda. Can you get some dhoklas, you know, freshly made dhoklas? The husband went out and he brought some dhoklas, right? And then they said, maybe some hot mung dal bhajia, you know, which is very famous Gujarat railway station. So he went and found who has the hot bhajia, mung dal bhajia, with a chili, you know, he brought that inside the train car. And then the children said, you know, Papa, we want wafers. You know, and again, Papa went outside the train, because it was not, he could not deliver through the window. It was an AC coach. You know, so he had to go all the way down and get in. Right? And then the wife's sister also. So the wife's sister said, I think we don't have water, you know, we need to purchase water also. This person, he went all the way down, got few water bottles, right? And then the wife said, maybe if we get, you know, some good tea with masala, elaichi, etc., you know, that will be very nice. So he was very exhausted, you know. So he said, enough, you know, I am tired now. Looks like I am a domestic servant, you know. He shouted. And the ladies, they actually laughed, you know, they giggled, you know, as if saying that, oh, you didn't realize that till now. You know. So just a point I'm making, actually, it's not easy to, you know, move with the family. It's a difficult undertaking. but the Supreme Lord, He's dutiful. He's moving with His huge family, going to Hastinapur. It's described that actually all His queens, they are very eager, you know, to join the festivities, because ladies in general are always eager when there is some festive occasion, right, to attend that. So the Lord is moving with this huge entourage, right, being dutiful. Right. But actually, the Lord, by His inconceivable potency, can perform any difficult task very easily. So for the Lord, it may not be very difficult, you know. But in any way, the Lord exhibits this aspect of performing His duty, which we see even when Sage Narada came, right? Just last chapter, Sage Narada was visiting, and the Lord welcomed him, you know, worshipped him, washed his feet, everything, setting up the example of a religious householder, a dutiful householder. Right? So, Krishna is not just a dutiful husband, he is also a dutiful leader. Right? So, I will narrate one pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Actually, most of the people, they ask me, what are you going to speak from Chaitanya Charitamrita today? You know, people. Right, so once a dear friend, one dear brahmachari friend, he said, hey, you always speak from CC, you know, and I have no objection, but then we should start announcing in the morning only that today Chaitanya Charitamrita class will be given by you. You know? You should not announce Srimad Bhagavatam class. So I said, you can do whatever you like, you know, whatever you consider appropriate. He said, okay, that's a part, but at the end of the class, you should not say Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. I have objection to that also. You should say Granthra Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Then I said, look, I consider Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita to be non-different. You know? Because Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad means beautiful, sweet. Bhagavatam refers to Bhagavan, His beautiful pastimes. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita. I said Chaitanya refers to same Bhagavan, Krishna Chaitanya, right? And Charitamrita means the nectarian pastimes, right? So both means the nectarian pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And apart from that, the author is also the same, right? Because Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kahe Ved Vyas. Chaitanya Lila Vyasa Vrindavana Das. He said, Vyasadeva narrated Bhagavatam, Krishna Leela, and the same author came as Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he gave Chaitanya Leela. So I said, see, the meaning of the book is same, and the author is also same, because Chaitanya Charitamrita says, I am just, whatever little he left, you know, from the fear of book becoming too voluminous, I am just filling that. It's in the line with what Vrindavan Das Thakur said. So I said, look, the author is also the same, right? And Adabal also speaks sometimes on, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam to further prove the point that how Chaitanya Charitamrita is not different from Srimad Bhagavatam. So today also I'll speak past time from Srimad Bhagavatam, which actually illustrates Krishna's dutiful nature. Right? So we are focusing on that aspect of the Lord. So this is a pastime of Shamantaka Jewel, where Krishna shows the quality of a dutiful leader. Right? So actually this pastime of Shamantaka Jewel, it is one of the greatest controversy in Srimad Bhagavatam, right? Involving 5 murders. It's quite a big... So actually a movie can be made, you know, because there are so many elements of, you know, there is a controversy, suspense, you know, accusation, violence, including murders, etc. And I just even thought of a title for the movie, you know, which can be made on this episode. The Great Jewel Controversy. So that is the Shamantaka Jewel pastime. And His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he gave many important lessons on this pastime. And Srila Vishwanathagiri Thakur has also given important lessons on this pastime. Right? So we will just study this pastime with the lessons given by the Acharyas and focusing on the dutiful nature of Krishna. Right? So, Sukhdev Goswami, he after describing how Krishna married Rukmini, he describes the other marriages of Krishna. So, he says, referring to his Krishna's marriage with Satyabhama, Sukhdev Goswami says, so having offended Lord Krishna, Satrajit, he tried his best to atone by presenting him the Shamantaka jewel and his daughter Satyabhama. So, he makes this reference to Krishna's marriage with Satyabhama. So Maharaj Parikshit, he inquired, he said, wait, what offense did Satrajit commit towards Krishna? Right? Tell me everything about this Shamantaka jewel episode and Krishna's marriage with Satyabhama. How did this take place? Right? So if you see, Maharaj Parikshit, external inquiry relates to wealth and women, right? The jewel and Krishna's marriage. He has actually personally given up everything and almost just 2 days are left, you know. 10th candle is going on the 5th day. But still, he wants to hear a topic concerning wealth and women, because herein Krishna is the center point. Right? So we see in this world how people, they browse so many websites. And what is the subject matter of their inquiry? Whatever they, you know, whatever they wish to know. It's mostly wealth, wine, women, you know, which is indicated by www. They want to know something about one of the three. You know, about the wealth or some wine or women. Right? So, but actually www becomes perfect in relation with Krishna. So, when Krishna is the center point, then it's perfect. So, www.krishna.com, right, that's the perfect website. Right, because Krishna is the center and the intention is to serve, to satisfy Krishna. Right? That is com. Com refers to Krishna's calm, Krishna's desire. So, with that intention, when Krishna is in the center and the motive is to satisfy Krishna, then there is absolute perfect, you know, it's completely transcendental. So, when Maharaj Parikshit inquires, you know, that tell me everything about Shyamantaka's jewel and Krishna's getting married to Satyabhama. So then Sukhdev Goswami narrates that how Satrajit, he worshipped sun god and he attained, and sun god being pleased with him, presented him this jewel known as Shyamantaka. And Satrajit, he wore this jewel around his neck and he started roaming around Dwarka. And this jewel was so effulgent that people could not actually see who the person is. They simply thought that sun god has come to see, you know, Krishna. So all the Dwarkavasis, they approach Krishna. It's mentioned that who at that time was playing dice. Right? So they call out to Krishna. Narayana namaste stu shankha chakra gadadhara damodar arvindaksha govinda yadunandana. So they call out various names of the Lord. And Vishwanatha Thakur describes that although Krishna was absorbed in his enjoyment, his attention was caught by the Dwarkavasis who actually loudly call out Krishna's name. Right? So Krishna may be busy in his personal enjoyment, you know, in his abode, Goloka Vrindavan. But whenever the devotees call out Krishna by loudly reciting his names, Krishna's attention is captured in that way. Right? So that's the sure shot way to catch Krishna's attention by loudly chant his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Right? Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Advaita Acharya so many times, Lord said, I was sleeping in the ocean of milk, but he loudly called out, therefore I have come in response to your calling out my names. So, calling out the names of Krishna loudly is actually a very powerful process to attract the attention of Krishna towards us. So they all come and call out the names of Krishna. And they tell that, look, sun god has come to see you. Now Krishna may say that, I am just an ordinary mortal. Why should sun god, come to see me? So therefore, they say, Nanu avishanti te margam trilokyam vibhudsharbaha. He said, actually, Nanu avishanti te margam trilokyam, the vibhudsharbaha, the most exalted demigods in all the three worlds, they are always anxiously seeking you out, who are now hiding in Dwarka among the Yadus. So they say actually everyone is looking for you. Right? So the Lord actually heard this word and he smiled mildly. Nishamya balavachanam prahasya ambujalochana. Said Nishamya, after hearing balavachanam, the childish talks. Prahasya ambujalochana, the Lord, lotus eyed Lord, he mildly smiled. Right? And the Lord told them that, is not sun god. Or rather, Satrajit is wearing the jewel and roaming around. You are not able to recognize because of the jewel's effulgence. Right? So they all go back. And it's mentioned that Satrajit was worshipping this jewel in the altar of his house. And this jewel would daily produce 78 kgs of gold. And then it's mentioned, apart from that, that there were other benefits of this jewel. Durbhiksha marya rishtani sarpadi vyadhayo shubha nasanti mai nastatra yatraste abhyarchito mani. Said, wherever this Shyamantaka jewel is being worshipped, where this Shyamantaka jewel is there will be no durbhiksha, that is famine. Mari, untimely death. Arishtani, catastrophes. Sarpa, snake bites. Vya, sarpa, adhi refers to mental disorders. Vyadhaya, diseases, Ashubha, inauspiciousness. Na santi maina tatra, and there will be no cheaters, you know, around. So, eight additional qualities are mentioned in this verse. Wherever Shamantaka jewel is here, there will be no famine, first, then no untimely death, no catastrophes, no death due to snake bite, no mental disorder, no other diseases, there will be no inauspiciousness, and there will be no cheaters around. Right? So the eight additional qualifications or the benefits of Shamantaka jewel are mentioned by Sukhdev Goswami. Right? So in just wherever the Shamantaka jewel is there, there will be no misfortune. Right? That is described. So then Krishna requested Satrajit to give this jewel to the king, Ugrasena.
Sa yachito manim kvapi yadu rajaya shaurina nevartakamukapradad yachya bhangam matarkayan.
So the when Krishna requested, sa yachito manim kvapi yadu rajaya, give it to the king, shaurina refers to Lord Krishna. When he requested, nevartakamukapradad, Satrajit did not give it. Why? Because Artha Kamuka, he is very attached to enjoy this jewel, the benefit which the jewel is giving. Right? So Artha Kamuka, so he did not give. Yachya Bhangam Atarkayan, this is an important word. He said he turned down the request of Krishna, not considering the repercussion of the offense. Atarkayan, he didn't consider what kind of offense I am committing by actually denying the request of Krishna. Right? So, Srila Vishwanathakri Thakur says, because of the offense of not offering the jewel to Krishna, but instead enjoying himself, the jewel which is known to drive away all misfortune will now bring all misfortune. Right? So, the jewel will change his nature. It will bring all misfortune now. So then, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj explained, he said, because Satrajit was attached to this jewel, he thought Krishna is also attached to this jewel. Right? Because we see the world as a reflection of our own consciousness. He forgot the position of Krishna, you know, that who actually is the Supreme Lord. Right? Lakshmi sahasrashat sambrama sevayamanam. Right? All the Lakshmis, the source of all the opulences, the thousands of them actually they serve Krishna's lotus feet. Right? He forgot that even one particle of dust in Krishna's abode, right, is actually millions of times more valuable than this Shamantaka jewel. So, forgot the position of the Supreme Lord, thought that Krishna is attached to this jewel. Right? Therefore, he is asking me this jewel. Right? And then, instead of looking at the opportunity of service which Krishna provided him as a blessing, he thought this opportunity of service as a threat to him. Right? So, if the Supreme Lord is giving some instruction, it is actually a great opportunity of service. But then he thought that this is a big threat to me. Right? So his conception totally reversed. Right? And he, forgetting the position of Krishna, he committed this great offense to the Lord. Another very important lesson which comes from herein is that we should not actually put our faith on material things over and above our faith in the instruction of Guru and Krishna. You know, sometimes there is a tendency that some material situation, you know, we may put our faith on our own materially motivated intelligence than in the instruction of scriptures or the spiritual master. Or we may sometimes put our faith more on the astrologers than the instruction of the spiritual master and the scriptures. So that tendency is always there, that to have more faith in the material things, material circumstances, the material intelligence, right, than in the instruction of Guru and Krishna. So there is a beautiful story I'll narrate of Yamuna Mataji, where she puts her faith in instruction of Prabhupada over and above everything. Right? So we know that how Prabhupada sent these three couples to open a temple in London. Right? And the devotees are working very hard to make this temple. And Yamuna Mataji, she wanted large marble deities for the temple. Right? So what she did, they had some connected, there was an Indian house somewhere. So she had put some donation boxes at different places, well in advance, that donate for the Radha Krishna temple, adding that donation boxes, various places. And by Krishna's grace, you know, some donations were gradually coming. And the fund for ordering the big marble deities gradually built up, right? And she was very happy, very elated about it, you know, on the aspects of getting big marble deities for their upcoming temple. So then one day, and the Shyam Sundar Prabhu was working in the construction of the temple, you know, he was getting all the materials and everything and himself constructing the temple. So one day they had a small truck in which Shyam Sundar Prabhu would bring all the materials. So one day the truck broke down, and then Shyam Sundar Prabhu approached Yamuna Mataji and he asked him that, you know, I need money to repair the truck, so give me your DD fund. You know, and Yamuna Mataji was, you know, she was shocked, you know, she could not immediately do that. And so, but Shyam Sundar Prabhu was asking, no, we need this fund for repairing the truck, how will the temple be done? So she wrote to Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada, they have been, you know, always dreaming of getting the large Radha Krishna deities, and you know, somehow by Krishna's mercy we have collected some amount. So how can, you know, we spend it on repairing this truck, you know? So it was very painful to her. So she wrote to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you should give that money to Shyam Sundar Prabhu to repair the truck, and Krishna will come on his own time. Prabhupada said, Krishna will come at his own time. So finally, Yamuna Mataji, she gave that Lakshmi she had collected to Shyam Sundar Prabhu, and truck was repaired, the temple construction again resumed at its pace. And then Prabhupada came to London for the temple opening ceremony. Hardly 2 weeks or something was remaining. You know. So just even when almost a week or few days were remaining, Prabhupada called Yamuna and he said, maybe we can install these small deities, they are small travelling deities. Maybe we can install these small deities in the temple. You know? So her hearts were again, you know, very heavy. So, but then what happened the next day, well, Mr. Goyal, Indian gentleman, and they had ordered this marble deities. You know? So they wanted Prabhupada to come and bless their house and bless their, you know, deity welcoming. So when Prabhupada agreed to go, and Prabhupada went, and in just the talks he explained actually what has happened is, you know, Radharani's finger has broken down, and so we cannot, you know, I think we cannot install the deity. So maybe we can give donation to you. They were just kind of considering it, you know, that fact. They just mentioned it. So with Prabhupada was Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Mukunda and the Malkrishna Maharaj. So Prabhupada told Shyam Sundar Prabhu, see how heavy Krishna is. Can you lift him? And Shyam Sundar Prabhu said, you know, he just checked. He said, yes, Prabhupada. Mukunda, see how heavy Radharani is. Can you lift? Mukunda lifted Radharani and he said, yes, Prabhupada. Prabhu said, let's go. Put them in the car. I said, no, we are just considering only, you know. Prabhupada said, we have accepted the offer. You know, and Prabhupada, they were actually stunned, you know. They can't oppose also saintly person, you know, can't. So he was just figuring out, you know, what can be done. By that time, Prabhupada actually taken Radha and Krishna, you know, and then brought them. And then later Prabhupada, you know, went and he told Yamuna Mataji. The deities were so beautiful, Prabhupada actually loved them. Prabhupada told, actually, Yamuna, Krishna has tricked. He said, Krishna has tricked you, right? Krishna tricked Mr. Goyal, that's a separate thing. He said, Yamuna, Krishna has tricked you. He did not come in his deity form. He has come himself, Prabhupada told. You know? And then Yamuna Mataji recalls, you know, that Prabhupada told that Krishna will come at his own time. You know? So Krishna comes at the last moment, you know. Krishna doesn't come, you know, well on time. He comes the last moment. When the desperation of the devotee reaches its height, then Krishna appears. You know, so many times we see that in various pastimes. So therefore, Krishna appeared in his most beautiful form, right? Because we see that here in Yamuna Mataji, she gave up that fund which she collected, you know, with great effort, with great anticipation, etc., right? And prioritize following the instruction of Prabhupada. Therefore Krishna came. Right? Therefore Krishna came. While on the other hand, Satrajit, he didn't follow the instruction of the Lord. Put more faith on Shamantaka jewel. Right? And therefore, the Shamantaka jewel, which is supposed to drive away all the misfortune, brought all the misfortune for Satrajit. So, Satrajit refused and he continued to worship this Shamantaka jewel. Right? What happened, his brother Prasena, he one day took the jewel, wore around his neck and he went to the forest to hunt. Right? And then we know how the lion killed both the horse and the Satrajit, and Prasena, the brother of Satrajit. And so, long time Prasena didn't come back, you know, many days passed or weeks passed. Satrajit started becoming very fearful, you know, he worried a lot, you know, what has happened. So then Satrajit thought, maybe Krishna has killed Satrajit. He arranged to kill Satrajit and he has taken the jewel. So in this way, Satrajit started spreading rumors against the Lord. Right? He started whispering, you know, from one ear to another. Right? So in this way, the rumor spread and it reached Krishna. Right? It reached Krishna. So, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj mentioned that actually tendency of prajalpa takes us away from Krishna. You know that how, because it's those people who heard this and spread it, they all were actually very away from Krishna. Right? They were away from Krishna. So in this way, The news reached Krishna, right? Another point mentioned is that how, if Satrajit would have followed Krishna's instruction to give jewel, right? Then Prasena, he would have worn Kanthi Mala, you know, and gone to the forest instead of the jewel. This is when Radha Swami Maharaj mentioned this point. And then he would have been saved. So, but then Prasena was killed, his horse was killed, and the news, it reached Krishna that how people are talking like this, right? So what did Krishna do? Krishna called some leading citizens and he set out to trace the path of the Prasena in the forest. So they saw on the way, they went inside the forest, they saw one place the horse and the remains of the horse and the Satrajit. And they could make out from the symptoms that the lion has killed. Then they traced the path of the lion and the lion went near some cave. And there the lion was found dead. So Krishna told all of the other citizens that you all wait and I'll go inside the cave. Right? Inside the cave he found that the jewel is with the small son of Jambavan, and Krishna went to take that, and Jambavan fought with the Lord. Jambavan fought for 28 days continuously, right? And if the battle of Mahabharata would see that night, you know, but this battle continued day and night, both. So 28 days Krishna fought with Jambavan, right? And they were fighting very fiercely, you know, with the weapons, and then blowing the fist against each other, you know, many hurling, crackling blows, etc. So, again, it's mentioned that how this Jambavan, who is this Jambavan? This Jambavan is born from the yawning of Lord Brahma. He is the Siksha Guru of Hanumanji. And he is the dear associate of Lord Ram. But now he is fighting with his own Lord. You know, very fiercely he is fighting. So why could he not recognize his Lord? You know, why did he start fighting with him? Because he was also attached. He was not attached to the jewel, he was attached to his son. And his son found this to be a nice toy, you know. So therefore, because of his attachment to the son, a different nature of attachment, he fought with the Lord. Right? So again we see herein how when we become strongly attached to the objects of enjoyment, then we commit offense against the Lord, and then all of our realization gets covered over. So Jambavan, he is now fighting with his worshipable Lord. Right? Even see Satrajit was actually one of the Yadus, he was devotee of the Lord, you know, being a Yadava. He had previously worshipped and glorified the Lord. Right? So the same person who previously worshipped, glorified the Supreme Lord, that same person started accusing. You know? So many times it happens in this world that a person may have, you know, he may have glorified his spiritual master, you know, and sang very feelingly, you know, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, with great alap and feeling, that Chitte Te Koriya Kya. But when he becomes attached, he starts blaspheming his spiritual master, open many websites, you know. The same person who is worshipped, you know, wrote Vyas Puja offering and got tears in his eyes while narrating. That same person, because of having attachment, may actually become a blasphemer and may start criticizing him. You know, this happened in this world and it's happened many times. Because that's the nature of when a person becomes so attached to one's own enjoyment, all his previous realization, you know, which were genuine actually. We should not think that all his previous realization were actually farce, no. All his previous realization of the greatness of Guru and the greatness of Krishna and his feelings of devotion, which were genuine, they all become covered over. And he becomes blasphemer of the same person whom he feelingly glorified. Just see how 180 degree change comes. You know, it's very difficult to imagine. But that's how is the nature of the attachment. Right? One is strongly attached to the objects of sense enjoyment. So his conception totally reverses. So in this way, Jambavan also fought with the Lord. Of course, there is another confidential reason that how the Lord wanted to enjoy. But that's not a lesson from that pastime. That's a confidential reason. Right? But the important lesson we discussed, right? How the nature of attachment makes us blind. And makes us go against our own worshipable Supreme Lord, worshipable spiritual master. Right? So, now, just see how does Krishna, he behaves in this particular pastime. Right? We study that how Krishna's, one of the typical features of Krishna's pastime is that he follows the ways of human society. Right? Like when he was in the form of boar, he came out from the ocean and he shook his body like the boars do, you know, to wash off all the water, you know. And the sages received that. You know, usually we would run away, but the sages, they all gratefully received that glorified. So the Lord, whichever species the Lord takes appears in, he follows the ways of that particular. So in his Krishna's, in his pastime, when he appears in the human society, the Lord follows the ways of the human society, right? And what are the ways of human society? Many a times in human society, there is a misunderstanding, there is a quarrel, there is acquisition, there is conflict, there is controversy. All this is a part of, you know, human society. So the Lord, he goes all the way out, you know, taking his leading citizens in order to clarify his position, in order to deal with it in an appropriate way. So just imagine, sometimes you may feel, you know, I have come to spiritual life, you know, and people are misunderstanding me, and they are, you know, talking this about me and accusing me, you know, what is going on, you know, I didn't come for this to spiritual life, you know, I will just run away, you know, I can't deal with all this, you know. Many times we feel, you know, what is this? Yes, this should not happen in at least spiritual circle, you know. So, as a spiritual society, this is not expected. You say spiritual society is not expected? It's people didn't even spare the Lord himself, and they were not just others, you know, outside people. His own devotees, you know, the Lord was subject to be misunderstood, accused by his own very devotees. So what, you know, so therefore, you are all welcome to the material world, you know, this is the way of the material world. So therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, you know, he said, you want to go and be alone somewhere, or you will be followed by your six enemies. You know, you can't be alone in this world. So there is, at least someone feels that, you know, I can't deal with all of these things. You know, there's too many problems, I want to run away. Said, but if you can't deal with all of these things, that is your problem. One has to deal in the material world. Everyone has to deal with all of these things, and he has to continue to communicate, clarify, and cooperate. You know, unless we do that, we can't actually. There will be no place in the material world where such thing will not occur. So the solution is never in running down, no, running away from any of these. This will eventually be there everywhere. So therefore, Lord Krishna, he doesn't say, you know, hey, look, how can you say all like this, you know? You know, you aisa sharam nahi aati aisi baat karte hue, you know? Aisa kaisa bolte tum log, you know? Against me only. So he didn't, you know, do any of the emotional, you know, statement, etc. The Lord, he worked extremely hard. For 28 days, even so many, you know, crackling blows are jumping on his body, inside the deep cave, you know. So the Lord put a lot of energy to deal with the problem and to clarify his position. You know, he just didn't give some sentimental, emotional statements, you know, like that. So therefore, this is the nature of the material world. Right? There is no place where such things will not happen. Right? So the Lord, as a dutiful leader, he's teaching us that we have to actually put our energy in trying to clarify our position. Right? And then we have to continue to cooperate in order to serve, go on with our service to Guru and Krishna. So this is something, a very extraordinary lesson which Krishna gives. By his own example. Right? So, Satrajit, you know, Satrajit made the mistake that he started chanting Shamantashtakam in the morning instead of Guru Ashtakam. You know, it is not having, he said, there were eight qualities mentioned in one verse of Shamantaka as well. So, not putting his faith in the instruction of the spiritual master. So, therefore, that invited all this misfortune which we discussed upon him. And later, the story goes on, we don't have that much time, but how the Satrajit was killed by Shatrudhanva, and then later Shatrudhanva was also killed. Right? So, if you see the Prasena, was murdered, then his horse, then the lion, and then Satrajit, and then Shatdhanva. So the five murders happen. Right? So, says the Purusha, you know, this particular pastime is very instructive and teaches us that whatever abilities we have, you know, our qualification, our resources, right, we have to utilize in the service of the Lord. Right? So whatever abilities, qualification, resources, assets we possess, they are compared to Shamantaka jewel. Right? You have heard this, small or big. And to that proportion we want to enjoy. To that proportion we will create misfortune in the form of this misunderstanding, accusation, conflict, controversy. Right? So therefore, the best policy is to actually follow the instruction of the Lord. Right? And utilize everything in His service. Right? In the service of the spiritual master. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागतम की जाए श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए. Anyone wants to have give any comment? So already the time is over. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए. निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे. हरे कृष्ण.